Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday that China will not isolate Taiwan by preventing U.S. officials from traveling there. She made the remarks in Tokyo on the final leg of an Asian tour highlighted by a visit to Taiwan that infuriated China. Pelosi says the Asia trip for her delegation was not meant to provoke China.
We have said from the start that our representation here is not about changing the status quo here in Asia, changing the status quo in Taiwan. It's about, again, the Taiwan Relations Act, the U.S.-China policy, all of the pieces of legislation and agreements that have established what our relationship is.
China, which claims Taiwan has threatened to annex it by force if necessary, called her visit to the island a provocation, and on Thursday began military drills, including missile strike training, in six zones surrounding Taiwan, in what could be its biggest since the 1990s. Pelosi said her visit was being used as an excuse for China to carry out the strikes. And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday, the Western Military Alliance has the joint task of supporting Ukraine in its fight against Russian invasion and preventing the conflict from spreading into a war between Russia and NATO. Speaking at a summer camp in his native Norway, Stoltenberg said NATO has a moral responsibility to support Ukraine and the Ukrainian people who have been subjected to a war of aggression.